Kof Hei Mal Cheshvan, Tuesday the 29th of October, Rabbi Elisha Koppel, legal wills, do they work?
I just want to start with a disclaimer that we're going to discuss things that could be negir to people halacha, and if anybody has a shayla halacha, they should ask thereof. They shouldn't rely on anything discussed here. We all know that the Seyyid Nachlas in the Torah tells us who are the Yorishim and who are not the Yorishim. The Torah tells us if somebody is Nifter, then his son is Yorish. If he doesn't have sons, the Torah says his daughters are Yorish. If he doesn't have sons or daughters, his father is Yorish, and so on and so on. But when somebody has sons, his daughter is not a Yorishas at all, and his wife is also not Yorish. And therefore, the moment he is Nifter, then all his possessions, all his money, all his mammon, belongs to his children, to his sons. Dafka to his sons, not to anybody else. Lemaisa, if somebody wants to give money to his daughters, to his wife, to be Masada the Matzav, then there are ways to do it al pi alocha. But we're going to discuss today what happens if someone wrote a legal will. Now, the way a legal will works, the basics, the simple legal will, it appoints executors, and then it lists his nechassim, and then it instructs the executors what to do with his nechassim, who they should give it to. They should give so-and-so to so-and-so, and so-and-so to so-and-so. Lemaisa, the whole chefza of a legal will is all la'acha misasei. That means the moment he dies, that's when it comes into effect. There's nothing before other than the fact that when he dies, they will be appointed as executors to do his will. That's what it is. And Lemaisa, the minute that he's nifta, it's not his money anymore. It doesn't belong to him anymore. That means, the same way I can't, pashtas, I definitely can't appoint anybody to do things with your money, right? Because it's not my money. So Azayecha, the pashtas is that a legal will shouldn't work. Without any greater chidushim, which we'll discuss, but the pashtas is it should not work. Because what it is defining what should happen to the money once it's not his anymore. It's saying that you should give my wife so-and-so amount of money, you should give her all the money. It doesn't matter what it says, but it's all saying things that happened after he died. It's not a matana mechayim, which says, 1 hour before I die, all my possessions should go to my wife. It doesn't say that at all in a standard legal will. It says that after he dies, this is what should happen to his money. After he dies, the money is no more his. He's not a bailam at all to decide what happens to the money. Now, before we go on to what Rav Padva has a big chiddush, how legal wills could work, but Lemaisa, there's a different shaila completely. What happens if somebody wrote a legal will, and the hanocha is that it doesn't work? Let's say we say it doesn't work. So what happened then? So we have executors, they want to do the will, and let's say this fellow divided it between his sons and his daughters equally, and the sons come along, and the sons taina, ma pitom, why should you get any money? Only a son is Yerush, not a daughter is Yerush. Right? Al pi din Torah, that's what should be, pashtas. And so the shaila is, what happened then? So there's a big machlokes, that means do the daughters have to sign away their right? Because the executor can't do anything that it doesn't say in the will. So mamele, if the will says to give it equally, then the sons can't say, oh, you have to give me half. Because the daughter could technically say, okay, you go take it. You go take it, go take the money. Fine, I'll let you take it, it's not mine. So the executor, they go to the executor says, ma pitom, I can't give you anything, because in the will it says, you only get 25%, the daughter gets the other 25%, the other daughters. So the shaila is, does the daughter have to sign away her right, kedei that they should get the money? So this is a big machlokes in the poskim kadmonim, a big machlokes between the marit, mitzvah bichil basan, they have a machlokes, if there's a mitzvah vashavas aveda, is mechayiv the daughter to sign away her share of the money. This is all with a hanocha that wills don't work. So, what's the shaila? So, you'll tell me, there's no what's hashavas aveda? Nothing's lost over here. We know exactly where the money is. We know exactly where the nechassim are. So, the Rambam comes from a Gemara about Matzia Daf Lamed Aleph. It's Paskent in Shulchan Aruch as well, at the end of Perk Yud Aleph, from Hilchas Gzeile Va'aveda, Halacha Chof. The Rambam says as follows, Hoyoye Mayim Shoitfim Uboyin Lahashchis Binyan Chaveri. Somebody sees a river, he sees water flowing, a flood, and it's coming to damage his friend's house. Oy Lahashchis Sodeyu, it's coming to damage his friend's field. Chayev Ligdoy Bifneyim. You're mechuyev to go and build a fence to sandbag it, if you can, to stop the flood damaging your friend's nechosim. How ulamon bifneim ulamonom, and to stop the water flowing in. Shenemai, he brings a pasuk lechol aveidas achicha. That the din of hashavas aveidas of the Yambam is not only mechayev you when something is lost. When he lost his watch, he lost his wallet. Oh, so now we're going to put up a sign. Who lost it? No. Everybody knows where his field is. But there's a river coming, and the river is going to cause hezek, it's going to cause damage to your friend's field. Of them, we dash from a pasuk, l'chol avedas ochicha, l'rabbos avedas karkoi, that you're mechuyev to go and prevent your friend monetary loss, if you can. That means hashavas aveda is not only mechayev you to go when someone loses something and return it, it's mechayev you that if you know that your friend is going to suffer a monetary loss and you can prevent it, then you're mechuyev to go physically and prevent it. The same as hashavas aveda. So the Marit builds from this, it boils from this, that if that's the case, if the daughter is not entitled to any of the money, then she has to prevent her brothers or getting any monetary loss. And that's mechayev her to sign away her share. And so the brothers could go to the executors, listen, my sister's mevater, she told me she's mevater, hashavas aveda, and mamela, he can go and get his money. Lemaisa b'chil basan, which is the bar plukta of the marit, he argues very stark. And L'choyre, he doesn't specify why. He says, Rabbi L'mayis, there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. The Shai is, why is it different to this case? And L'choyre, the pshat is very simple. That in both cases of Hashavas Aveda, either when someone loses something, or here we have a flood, there's monetary hezek happening to someone's nechassin. Either his money is lost, and he won't be able to get it back because it's lost, because it's Aveda, and so this money is lost. Or there's a river coming, or a fire, or whatever it should be, and it's coming to cause physical damage to his nechassim. Over here, there's nothing happening to the nechassim. There's no physical damage, the nechassim, the money isn't lost. There's a zaitige baya that you don't have the keys to go get it. Okay, so you want keys to go get it, but the keys that you need are not your keys. You don't own those keys, they're mine. Legally, I have a right on this nechassim. So even if it's not my nechassim al pi halacha, but lemaisa, I don't have to waive my rights that I have for you stam. Hashavas aved is mechayev that when your money is lost or getting damaged, that's when I have to go save it. But lemaisa, if your money is not getting lost or not getting damaged, zokta bichil basan, that there's no mitzvah of hashavas aved.
What's that? It's not the halacha, it's the sons.
Right.
So it's only a court case.
No court case. No.
Nothing to do with halacha.
100% it's nothing to do with halacha. The question just is,
according to the land of the law, the money is hers, and according to halacha, it's not. So she has a choice. No, which way does she want?
No, she has a third choice. She can say, Tomus Nafshi and Plishtim, I'm doing nothing. That's what this lady wants to do. I'm doing nothing.
But therefore, what happens to the money?
The money will sit there by the trustees. Till the brother gets a chaitza with me.
If I find your watch and keep it, not the essence of the watch, you've lost the watch.
But yeah, but the etzem zach that the watch is lost,
I find your watch.
Yeah.
So I can't keep it.
You're mechuyev hashavas aveda. The minute you picked it up, there's a mitzvah of hashavas aveda because it was lost before.
She's got this money, why isn't she got the same?
She doesn't have the money. The money is by the executors. She's not taking the money.
It's not really her.
She's not taking the money. It's not hers, and she's not touching the money. She's trying to force. Is she allowed to force her brother to deal with her? That means to come to some kind of arrangement where she'll waive her legal rights for him so he can get money, but he'll have to pay her for that. She won't do it for free. She might say she wants 40% instead of 50%. It's nothing to do with halacha. The question is she allowed to do that? Is she allowed to say, Tomus nafshi im plishtim? Like Shimshon said, I'll kill myself and kill everybody.
According to halacha, she won't take the money. She leaves him there. That means that the brother can't get hold of her because legally he can't.
Because legally he can't get hold of her. So it's like it's all locked up. That money is stuck. So the brother's going to want the money. So the question is there a mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda which she has to waive her rights legally, not Alpi Alocha. Alpi Alocha, these rights were going with Anocha and nothing. But Lamaisa, he can't get to his money.
And according to Alocha, it belongs to him.
Yeah, according to Alocha, it belongs to him, but she's not doing anything. She's going around her life, not doing nothing. She has time. Right? Because Be'etzem, she has time. Because if she signs away, she gets nothing. With time, maybe he'll come to some kind of arrangement, some kind of agreement. So that's a machlekes, a big machlekes. The Maharit says she's not allowed to do that. Because she is, in effect, preventing her brother from getting to his money. And Ashavas Avedas Machayev, that she should help him get to his money. The Rabbi Chiyo Basan says, no, ma pitom, there's no such din. She doesn't have to help him get to his money. If his money is lost, or she has to prevent damage to his money. That's two halachas. If his money is lost, or to prevent damage to his money. But if she's not preventing any damage to his money, the money is not going to be damaged. Nothing's going to happen to the money. It's going to sit there. So b'seid the Zokta b'chiru basan, that l'maisa, there's no mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda that she has to allow him. So then it becomes a shaila. Who's going to give in first? Who's going to... That's what happens. The big machlekes. But
if she's given it by the executor, she might misuse it and then lose it.
She can tell the executor she's not taking it. If she takes it, she can hold it as a pikadon. She's stuck. She's stuck. If she takes it, she's better than stuck. She could be stuck. She's stuck. No, she doesn't have to use it. If someone gives you something and you don't touch it, you don't use it, you don't nothing, then it's a shayla of a shavas aveda.
It's not hers.
So
if she says
she can't spend
it.
She's not allowed to spend it. She's stealing. It's gzeila. If she takes the money and steals it, we're going with the hanocha that wills don't work. Right? If wills work, it's a different story completely. But if the will doesn't work, if she takes the money and spends it, it's gzeila. It's regular gzeila. If she takes it, she must have the chayla of a shavas aveda.
Can you tell us how far do we have to allow the legal laws of the country to take effect? Are we supposed to put them into effect, the legal laws?
Well, if you don't put them into effect, you can't get the money. There's probate. You can't touch the money. So you have to do something, right? Otherwise, the money is stuck there. And so the money... So,
that means we are using the legal laws of the country.
Yeah, we're using the legal laws because we have to. We're not saying that... We're not determining ownership of the money. But you don't have to become a criminal. You don't have to go start taking money from... The money's in probate. You're not allowed to touch the money until you sort it out with the will.
Then how can't you sort it out if you're using English legal law, then use English legal law?
No, because English legal law, Dina de Machusa Dina, I don't want to go into this sugi, it's a sugi by itself, but Dina de Machusa Dina, the Rama, says very clearly, doesn't go against what the Torah says. Which means if the Torah determines ownership of what your money is, right, we have to do what the English law is. So if the English law says you can't take the money until you do this and this procedure, then avada, we have to do that procedure. But we can't determine ownership against the Torah. So the Torah says the money belongs to the son. We can't come along and say, dina de machusa dina, and the money belongs to the wife, or the money belongs to the daughter.
But the father has given the money under English law in that case.
Right, but that doesn't work. Yeah. Right. One.
How's it
work
in English?
That's how it works.
How do they understand it?
They understand it like this. I spoke yesterday to a solicitor. They understand it like this, that after he dies, the money goes into a certain no man's land, and until the will is into effect, it's called the estate of the person who died, and it's as if he still owns it, it's an estate, and then the will determines what should happen with that money. That's how English law determines it. Lemaisa, lahalocha, the shaylomeshiv, it's a big machlaikas, but the shaylomeshiv says you can be saymechai b'chil basan, and you don't have to do Ashavas Aveda. Azei shtei. Lemaisa, Padva, the choyne levocha, has a tshuva about this, and he comes up with a very big chiddush. He wants to say that legal wills do work, and the reason being is because of a Gemara Gittin, that mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. That if the mace says something, we have a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. One second. The Mishnah states as a, the Makori for the Gemara is like this. The Mishnah says, Tnu mone, the Gemara Gittin daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. Tnu mone le ish ploini. Someone says, give a mone to that person, umeis, and then he dies, yitnu la'acha misa. And the Gemara discusses if it's a matnas chivmera or a matnas bari. And the Gemara says that we're not talking over here about matnas chivmera. The reason being, Korav said the Mishnah is talking about a certain case. Lamai said the Mishnah is talking about a matnas bari. So the Gemara questions, if we're talking about that at the time he was well, and he said, Tnu mona leploini, after he dies, then where's the kinyan? Why does the Mishnah say you should give the money? And the Gemara comes up with a whole like kimta, that there was a kinyan of Maimad Shloshtan in the Mishnah, it's a type of kinyan, and that's what you made. That means the Gemara's mevur, that without a kinyan, when someone says something when he's alive, doesn't work. Only if it's a shchemer. Taisvah shries, Taisvah says, Tema, my parich, what's the Gemara asking? Hokaymel on mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. The mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, even without a kinyan, even without anything, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames should force you to give the money to the person who he said, even by a matnas bari. That's Taisa's question. So Rashi touches on the question, and Rashi says, this whole Gemara is going like the man de Omar that doesn't hold a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. Finished, that's a Rashi. So Rashi takes away the whole Gemara. He makes the Gemara Shaloy Aliba de Hilchasa, because Aliba de Halacha we pass it like a mayor, that mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. Taisva said the Teretz, Abinu Tam, Deloy amrinon mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, ele bedova shahushlash mitchila l'kach biyad shlish. You only say mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames if I physically took the money and I gave it to a third person, and I told him, after I die, give this money that I'm giving to you to so-and-so. But if you don't give it over to somebody else, there's no mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames.
If you said clear.
And one second. Mamela, Taisvas goes with a mahalach that there's no mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, unless you gave him physically the object. Rashi says the Gemara Shalai Aliba de Hilchasa, Lamaisa Aliba de Halacha, we paskan mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, but Lamaisa the Mechaber paskans only bedova shahushlash biyodei. The Mechaber says in Simon Reishon on base, Sif Aleph, mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, afilu bari, not only at his deathbed, shetziva umes, vehu, only if you give it to a shalish, to a third person, that's when the din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. So, just b'kitzel l'choya, when you give in a will, a padva wants to say that because there's executors, and you're giving it over to executors, and legally the executors have a koyach, memela, sidah mitz adin for mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. Now, one second, there's a Gemara. A Gemara Baba Basa Daf Kuf Mem Tes Omed Aleph. The Gemara says a story. There was a ger called Issa Giyoyer. He had a halva. He lent money to Rava 12,000 zuz. Lamaisa, he was at a stage where he was worried he's going to be nifta, and he had a son, but the son's not Yerushim, because we know a ger, a son that was born, or his wife was muberes from that child while he was a goy. Then that son is not Yerush. And he had a son called Rav Mori Baruchel, which was Amoyer, which was Mulberes while he was still a goy, and the Geirus happened later on. And Mamela, the son's a full Yid, but the father is not his father, Api Halacha, because at the time the father was a goy. So the father's not Yerush. And Mamela, the son's not Yerush, sorry. And so the Mamela, Issagi Yerush was worried, how's he going to get this halva that Rava owes him 12,000 zuz? How's he going to get it over to his son? He wants his son to get the money. So the Gemara has ganze problem on how you can get it, because a milva, you can't be makna, you can't this, you can't that. The Gemara comes up with a patent, a kinyan oidisa. It's also a sugya for itself. Tosfos asks a question. What's going on over here? Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. So what's the Gemara having a whole discussion, a whole omud? What should Issa Giyoyra do? So Tosfos asks, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. So Rabbeinu Tam continues with the same halach that he says here, that only when you gave it to a shalish. But he says something more. Because you're going to ask, over here, Rava was the shalish. So Rabbeinu Tam says that you need to give it to him l'shem kach. You have to give it to him to give over. If you gave it to him as a halva, and now you come along and you want to say, oh, do so and so with the money, that's nothing. Nishdok mitzvah l'kayim devi amis. And this is Gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch. The Rama says like this: Haga Reish Nun Beis Sif Aleph Aval Hoyu BeYodoi Koidem VeLoy L'Shem Kach. You had it in your hands before the Tzava, before he told you. Oy Shebo LeYodoi Acha Tzava. You get the money later on. Ein Bezeh Mishum Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Amis. There's no Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Amis. So now L'Choyer normally L'Fi. This is a Kasha of the Ramban screams on Rabbeinu Tam. That it comes out, it's only going to make sense to say mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis by metaltelin, something which you can physically give over, by karka, which you can't physically give over. Shai d'Ramban, there's no mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis, it's out. And l'mais d'Ramban says to the mefurish atzisefta that says that zidon mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis even by karka. As they state. So Mamela, the Ramban comes with a new Mahalach. The Ramban says like this, that, just to read the words, the Ramban says that mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis is not tolui if you gave it over or you didn't give it over, it's tolui if you gave a direct instruction. That means if I tell the children, my money which you're going to get, I give you a tzivui, give so and so to so and so, is mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. If I tell a shliach and I give him the money, and I tell him, take this money and give it to so-and-so, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. But even when I tell somebody without giving him the money, but I didn't tell my children, that means I tell my friend that from my money I want you to give so-and-so, then that's nothing. Because the friend has no koyach on the money. It's only the one who has the power of the money, which is either the yorshim, because they get the money, if they have a direct tzivui, then there's mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. So the pashtus would be, if you make a cheshbon, that l'fi the Ramban and the Ra'ah and the other Rishonim that go with the Mahalach, that mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis, it works by karka, and all you need is a direct instruction, then a legal will, l'choya, the pashtus would be, it's a direct instruction, and memela, you have mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis by a legal will. But, according to Rabbeinu Tam, and Tosfos, and that's the way the Mechaber Yisoysim, the Shach brings down the Ritva, and the Ra'ah, and the Ramban, but the Mechaber and the Ramah are both Soysim, like Rabbeinu Tam, then there's no din of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ameis, because the executors are only after he dies. That means you didn't give him anything Mechaim. They weren't Yotzom Rishusoy Mechaim. That's the Lashon of the Ritva when he brings down the Ramban. That you physically, the money changed places from my ownership to the Sholish. And Mamela, you didn't do anything Mechaim. Everything that was done La'acha Misa. And Mamela, there's no mitzvah L'kayim Divrei Ameis. Now, Lemaisa, I saw in Tshuvas from the Oruch Laner in Binyan Tzion. So he, Taka, makes this chiluk very clear. He says, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no mitzvah L'kayim Divrei Ameis. According to the Ramban, the Ra'ah, the Ritva, the other Rishonim, there is mitzvah L'kayim Divrei Ameis because you gave a direct instruction. Lemaisa of Padva doesn't bring down the Ramban, he doesn't bring down the Ritva, he doesn't bring down the Ra'ah, he doesn't bring down this whole day at all as a reason for a will working. And the reason being is, it's very simple, I don't know how the wills looked in Hamburg by the Oruch Laner, but if you look at today's wills, you're not instructing the executors, you're appointing executors, and you're saying what should happen with the money. And on that, there's a Tshuvas Rivosh, which says as follows. The Rivosh says that if somebody, you understand very clearly what the mace wants, but you don't have a clear, specific instruction. From the whole tzavo, you know exactly what he wants. I'll just read the words of the Rivosh. Ve'ein oimri mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis, ela b'mash oimer b'feirush. Ve'loi b'mash muvan mitoich dvorov al yidei michlal lav ato shemeya hein. That means the Rivosh is understanding that mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis is all when you have a clear, specific instruction. I tell you, Mr. Executor, take my money and do so and so. But in the will, you don't say that. You're not talking to the executor. You're saying, I appoint executors, and they should do so and so with the money. They should do. I'm not telling you, you do. I'm not talking. But is it instructing them, or is it just giving them the money? It's saying what should be done with the money. Is it a specific instruction? Am I talking to them in first term? Am I saying, you go, is it a tzivui? That means is it a tzivui to tell them, you go and give the money to my children? Or am I saying, I appoint you executors on my estate, and they will do... Of course it's altnai. Of course that's the kavana. That's what I'm saying the Rivosh says. Kavana doesn't help. You need a specific tzivui. You need a clear instruction. I think that's the reason why. I think this Rivosh is the reason why Rav Padva doesn't bring down at all. Rav Padva comes with a very big chiddush, and he wants to say that no, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have a mitzvah lekayim divrei ameis by a legal will. And the reason being is, Rav Padva says that because the executors have full control over it, and you gave that to them, mechayim, even if you're only giving them that right, la'achamisa, that's enough for hushlash. That means, for all you need for hushlash is that I give it to them for la'achamisa. Even though I didn't give them right now, the Loshon Rishonim is shoytziyoy mitachas yodei mechayim. Rav Padva isn't bothered by that, and he holds that all you need is that I gave them the full control over the assets of la'achamisa. That is enough to be called hushlash. Now it could be that's the pshat. Or it could be, I saw the Ramah, which is also brought down in some of the Paiskim, which he wants to say a different chiddush. The Ramah says, in Yad Ramah, on Baba Basra, in Kuf Mem Tes, that the reason being why you need, what's this whole business that you need to give it to a sholish, you need to give it to a third person. So the Ramah comes up with a chiddush, that the reason being is for a technical reason. Because otherwise, the children can say, oh, my father was joking. He wasn't serious. Who said he was serious about it? The Ramah said if he physically gave the money over, you can't say he was joking. So Mamela, because the Yerushim are the Muchzak, as long as they can wave away the whole mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis, you can't take the money. But when he gave the money over, the Ramah says, he's not joking, he gave the money physically over, it must mean. So it could be Rav Padva's kavana was on this Ramah, that because when someone writes a legal will, he's definitely not joking. He knows that legally, al pidina de machusa, it's valid. And Mamela, he's not joking, Mamela, it's pasha that you have mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis.